Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:14 now on this Friday morning, August 7th. It's going to be hot, but, you know, at this time of year, it is. Other than tropical weather, and I'm going to tell you what, and I think you feel the same way, if I got to choose between some tropical weather coming in or dealing with highs of 94 all the way through September, I'm taking the highs of 94. 20% chance for showers. I don't think that offer is on the table. I just thought I'd bring it up. Fred Lopez, Dr. Fred Lopez, joins us now, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Dr. Fred.
Good morning, Tommy.
I always besiege you with questions, but is there anything you would like to say or mention before we begin?
No, I'm... I wish you could tell me what's going to happen.
Said it all, huh?
But, yeah. But I think as we learn every day, we're learning new things and trying to share them with as many people as possible.
Somebody sent me a lengthy email, and I'll try to condense it here if I can. And basically their point was, if the big concern, and there are, I will say this, there are more concerns. We're going to talk to a lady that started Survivor Corps, which has a lot of members from around the nation. And they call them long haulers, people that are dealing with symptoms and issues for months and months after they get the virus that are not in a high-risk group or anything. But if the fear is overwhelming of hospitals, this person wanted to know, then why aren't we working as hard on therapeutics as we are on a vaccine? And we may be, doctor, I don't know. But and the point being that then you would keep them out of the hospital or get them out quicker, which would reduce the load on hospitals, and that maybe we could be a little more open as a society. Your thoughts?
Yeah, excellent point. I think everybody would love to have more therapeutics, treatments for COVID-19. And, right now, we're really using two drugs primarily in hospitalized patients, and that's the steroids, dexamethasone, and remdesivir. And the latter drug really doesn't improve survival. It really shortens the recovery time from around 15 days to 11 days in patients infected with COVID-19. It would be great to have more in our armamentarium, and I do believe that there is a lot of work going on looking to find a drug and or combination of drugs that address either the virus itself or the robust immune response that the virus can cause in certain individuals who go on to develop more severe complications. Targeting that immune response is another potential therapeutic that might be helpful in managing this infection. So I do think there is a lot of research and a lot of studies going on looking for this, but to date, the drugs that I mentioned a little earlier are really the ones that are used currently. Hopefully we'll have more. And on the vaccine front, clearly there's a lot of activity, more than 24 human clinical trials going on, looking at vaccines in certain phases of study, including several already in those large phase 3 trials that hopefully within the next several months we'll have some ideas about which ones are going to prevent the infection and or the complications of infection in a way that might really make an impact in containing this pandemic. So there is a lot going on. To the comment about the long haulers, these individuals that, as you mentioned, continue to experience problems weeks to months after COVID-19 infection. We're learning more and more about the effects of this virus, not just in the short term, but in the longer term on lungs, heart, kidneys, even brain. And again, there will be much more to learn about this, but it's clear that there are some people who continue to experience these residual effects for long periods of time. Yet another reason to come up with better therapeutics and vaccines. And to that point, I think there is a lot of work going on.
And even if you're not in a high-risk group, to take care of yourself so you don't catch this, because I don't know about you, I don't want to be sick for 100 days. I'm not sure I would have a job if I was sick for 100 days.
Yeah, it is absolutely the case. And we can't tell anyone with any degree of certainty who's going to develop complications, who's not going to develop complications, who's going to have symptoms for long periods of time, who's not going to have any symptoms. We know 30-40% of people who are infected with this virus don't experience any symptoms whatsoever. So this is not the most straightforward of pandemics, in the sense that we are learning as we go. And again, I think it's important to try to keep updated on what is happening so that we can all protect ourselves to the best of our abilities.
We can take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a study that was published in JAMA Internal Medicine, which is the Journal of the American Medical Association, about people with confirmed COVID-19 who are asymptomatic and virus loads. What is that? Well, viral loads, rather. We'll talk about it and clear it up when we come back. Somebody else texted in, and we'll address this when we return. People who have had it describe it as an elephant on your chest feeling. What causes that? And then, Dr. Fred, I will pass this along before we go to traffic. A text comes in. Please thank Dr. Lopez for his daily update. He sounds a bit weary, which is understandable. So we do appreciate your time. Doc, 720, time for traffic now on WWL. 723 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on his Friday morning, August 7th, talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, as we normally do, answering your COVID-19 coronavirus questions. And as always, you can text them in on the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, which is 504-260-1870. So, Dr. Fred, yesterday, a study published by the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, talking about asymptomatic COVID-19 patients being as contagious as those with symptoms. What did we learn, and your thoughts on that?
Yeah, another study showing the importance of identifying people, whether they are symptomatic or not, with COVID-19, because in this was a several hundred person study in South Korea, and it showed that people without symptoms carried just as much of the coronavirus in their throat and their nose and their lungs as those with symptoms. And they carried it for almost as long a period as did the symptomatically infected individuals. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we really need to isolate infected people regardless of whether they have symptoms or not. And as we've talked about, the difficulty with this pandemic has been that about a third of people are infected and don't have any symptoms whatsoever. We don't identify many of those individuals because they're not the ones who are going to present for testing. But when one does test broadly, we do find that a lot of people are asymptomatic and infected. And it's clear, based on these viral loads, if you will, the amount of virus in the nose, in the lungs, is high and can be transmitted to other individuals. So we need to continue to do what we're doing currently by isolating people who are both asymptomatic or symptomatic and have COVID-19.
All right, so for people that are asking, it's been described as an elephant sitting on your chest. What causes that?
Well, we know that this virus can cause a lot of different symptoms: fever, cough, shortness of breath, and in particular, chest pain has sometimes been described, perhaps similar to what's being described from one of the listeners. And so that pain, likely involvement of the virus infecting the heart and the lungs, is likely what's being described there. Amongst many other symptoms, the loss of taste and smell that we've discussed in the past, headaches, other central nervous system effects that can occur as well. But still, fever, cough, shortness, and breath are the hallmark symptoms for infection. But every day we're learning about new manifestations of this COVID-19.
I know you don't like to get into specific diagnoses, but I will pass this test along. Please ask the doctor which medicine shortens a COVID infection. My husband got a positive test on Tuesday and has been put on a 5-day Z-Pak and blood thinner, 40 milligram enoxaparin, twice a day injections in the stomach. What else should he be on? I'm very worried. He's 51 years old and overweight.
You know, I think it, depending on where individuals are finding themselves with their infection. So in other words, if they're hospitalized, the drug that does shorten the duration of infection is remdesivir. So hospitalized patients with lung involvement with COVID-19, that's a drug that has emergency use authorization for treatment of those specific individuals. Anybody who has comorbidities that put them at risk for complications who are infected with COVID-19 really should reach out to their healthcare provider to see where they should be seen and managed. Should it be at home? Should it be in the hospital? There are certain ways to evaluate for just how much inflammation there might be and what the oxygenation status, if you will, is of the person infected with COVID-19 to determine where it is best to be treated. But to date, in terms of treatments that shorten the duration, that drug remdesivir is the one that would be discussed in patients hospitalized with COVID-19 who have lung involvement.
This one applies to a lot of people. I know people that have gone, that have canceled trips, that are thinking about going. Can you please ask Dr. Lopez, all these people that are going to the beach, can the virus be spread if somebody's got it and everybody's in the water together? I'm concerned about this because my husband wants to go to the beach and I'm afraid. Is it safe to take a trip to Florida, the, what do they call it, the Emerald, whatever it is, and take a trip to the beach right now?
Look, cases are dropping in Florida, Texas, Arizona, some of the hot spots that we were recently talking about. It does look like the case numbers are plateauing to starting to decrease while they're going up in other parts of the country. But there is still a lot of virus out there in all locations. And if you're close enough to somebody who's infected and is coughing, sneezing, and you happen to be in close proximity to them and you're not wearing a mask and the other person is not wearing a mask, there is risk for infection. The infection is much less likely transmitted outdoors, but it can be if you happen to be very close to somebody who's infected and neither one of you is wearing a mask.
Is the bigger concern sharing a condo with family members that you haven't seen in a while and where they've been?
It is a big concern because, again, many people, about a third, are infected and don't have any symptoms. And they may look perfectly fine, feel fine, and yet be infected and potentially transmitting the infection. So being indoors, and particularly in poorly ventilated areas, very much a risk if somebody happens to be infected with COVID-19.
Thank you, Doc. Have a great weekend. 7:30 time now, WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.